Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, as you are, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, yes, you are the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for this time of fellowship, studying, praying together. We pray that Spirit of the Living God, you pray through us today. We pray that you grant us insight into your word, to pray by revelation, to the glory of your name, with testimonies in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Today we're going to read a few scriptures based on that. We are going to pray. Today is Grace Beyond Strength, Part 5. And today's sub-theme is Allow God to Humiliate Your Enemies.
Amen.
Allow God to humiliate your enemies. Psalm 44, verse 4 to 7. Thou art my King, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee we will push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me, but thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. I read the scripture again. Thou art my King, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. And you know that as believers, we are the seed of Jacob, the seed of Abraham, through Christ Jesus. Through thee we will push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. One thing we can get from this scripture is that everyone has an enemy. I'm talking about believers. Every child of God has an enemy. You are not the first person to have an enemy, and you will not be the last. In fact, man was not the first to have enemies. It started with God. Satan that we pray against his schemes and devices, this Satan was first an enemy of God. So we were born to come and meet the battle. The battle was already raging, just that the good news is that Christ, the death and resurrection of Christ, because of that, he has won the victory already for us. That is where the difference is. Amen. Christ has already won the victory. So we fight not from a position of indecision or a position of hopelessness or a position of let's see the outcome. No, we fight from a position of victory. He's already won the victory and handed it over to us to exact authority or to enforce it. We only enforce by our words, by our prayer, what Christ has already done. And that is good news for us in Jesus' mighty name. We give you, Lord, the
Amen.
Praise.
Amen.
Through God, we push down our enemies. Through the name of Jesus Christ, we tread under them that rise up against us. So as a child of God, constantly, please, don't think that's for me. I am Uncle Nam. I think about myself. Oh, I don't have any problem with anybody. Please. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, as Paul puts it, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We are fighting an invisible war which manifests physically at certain times. The war is in the spirit, but manifests certain times when they realize that in the spirit it's becoming too tough for them. Now they try to even come physically, physical manifestation of opposition. But today, because of the God we serve, I declare over your life, let God humiliate every enemy that rises up against you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. It means that I am not the first person to be hated. I am not the first person to have enemies coming at me. And you are neither are you the first nor the last person. But if David has said that he had this testimony that God saved him from his enemies, that he couldn't be saved by his sword, he couldn't be saved by his bow, he couldn't be saved by his own machinations and his own schemings and plans, but the Lord saved him, then we also share in this testimony in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
This year of 2023,
Amen.
No matter the schemes and the plans of the enemies against us, let the Lord arise.
Amen.
Let the Lord arise.
Amen.
And let us be saved from our enemies in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Psalm chapter 132, and we are reading this scripture so that when you are released to pray, you unleash missiles, spiritual missiles, warfare with understanding from scripture, that you are just enforcing what God has already done. Psalm 132 verse 13 to 18. For the Lord had chosen Zion. He had desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. God is saying that he will abundantly bless our provision.
Amen.
I will satisfy her with her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation. And her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There I will make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. We are going to move into prayer, but I want you to look at this scripture very carefully. It is smeared from top to down with the grace of God. When God says that I will do this, regardless of any effort from the other party, that is God's grace speaking. When God does not need you to do anything, he says that this one, I am the one who is in charge. Like Ephesians 2:8, he says that for by grace are we saved and not of our works. It's not about anything you have done. It is he, God, for the sake of his name, for the sake of his righteousness, for the sake of the fact that he has saved you. And for that, he says that this one, I will handle everything. He says that this is my rest forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. Talking about Zion. Talking about the church. He says he will abundantly bless you, your provision. Maybe you are working or you are schooling. God will abundantly bless your efforts in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will satisfy. He says that I'll satisfy her poor with bread. It means even the one who has nothing will have too much overflow.
Amen.
Because we know from scripture that there's seed and there's bread. It's out of seed that you get bread. So when there's so much that the poor even have bread, then you realize that that is overflow. You see Jesus, 12 baskets full of bread left. May that be your portion according to the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He says, I'll also clothe her priests with salvation. You know about when Zechariah, the enemy rose against Zechariah, accusing him that his clothes were stained. God says that these priests, he will clothe
with his salvation, it means that the enemy cannot even accuse you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the saints shall shout aloud for joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you shout aloud for God's joy in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That though weeping endured for the night, in this season, joy, 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 joy that comes with shouting, let it be so in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And he says, I'll make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed, and his enemies I will clothe with shame. But upon himself shall his crown flourish. You are praying for the next 5 minutes, the Lord. Or the next 3 minutes, you are praying, the Lord, I thank you for these that you have said concerning my life. Arise and put your grace to work in my life. And humiliate anyone who has made himself a mistake to be an enemy in my life. Lift up your voices and begin to pray. Psalm 44, verse 4 to 7. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Enforce your word in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the strength of your grace bring shame to every enemy. Let the strength of your grace humiliate every enemy. Those who rose up in the morning and rose up in the middle of the night with our names on their hit list, today we are here to give you the praise, thanking you for their shame. The Lord, you said that by your grace you will humiliate each and every one of them, you put them to shame. Today we say, Lord, we allow you, 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 my Lord, speaking your word back to you. We allow you, arise, O Lord, arise, O Lord, arise, O Lord, enforce your word, enforce your word, enforce your word. In Psalm 44, verse 4 to 7, enforce your word. In Psalm 132, verse 13 to 18, enforce your word, enforce your word. The might of your grace, the might of your grace, the strength of your grace, let it put to shame every enemy. Let it expose and put to shame every enemy. Now, 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 Rababa Bushi Bede Bede Akaba Zion Bede Abakaba Yandere Ebe. Cause God our horns to bud. As you make the horn of David to bud, let my horn, Lord, cause my horn to bud. In the name of Jesus. Rababa Bushi Bede Abakaba. Let enemies be scattered now. Scatter now in shame, scatter now in shame, scatter now in shame, scatter now in shame. Rabba Babu, make a way about Rabba Baya, make a way about Rabba Baya, thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Victory starts with Jesus. Until you give your life to Christ, you don't have access to all these blessings where the Lord, by His grace, will fight your battles for you. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, please say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the victory you've won for every believer. Today, I also believe in you. I want you to be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. I thank you, Lord, that you fulfill every promise that you have in your word concerning me by the Holy Spirit. I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. If you just said the prayer, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.